True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back as we are live. Thirsty Thursday. Let me hear you out there. There we go. Yeah, we got some folks in here primed to make some bad decisions. I see a couple over there about three drinks away from just doing something stupid. And that's exactly what we're looking to have here as we'll be here till 6 o'clock live right off Tom Ball Parkway here, Buffalo Wild Wings. We do it each and every Thursday. We appreciate you joining us here on The Drive. All right, as we get you ready, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, you hear from C.J. Stroud as he talks to the media today. We already heard from D'Amico. It's looking a little tense. It's looking a little tense at NRG coming from D'Amico Ryans. But let's head out and get some info on the Bucks. Bucks reporter, also writer for Sports Illustrated. You can catch J.C. Allen on Bucks Game Day on Sports Illustrated. Also, check out his podcast, Pirate Parlay. J.C., man, we appreciate you joining us, man. How's it going?
Yeah, glad to be here. Glad to chop it up with you guys ahead of this big game.
All right, man. See, now when you use terms like chop it up, now it feels like you're comfortable here. Now I like that. I want to make sure we are able to do that. JC, what are the expectations? What kind of team are the Texans taking on? Is this Super Bowl expectations? Is this playoff? What are the Bucks in your eyes in terms of their team, their talent, and where they are?
Yeah, I think Super Bowl is definitely on their main priority and main focus. Obviously, they want to win the division again, but I think this is a team that's done that four consecutive years. They're the only team besides the Chiefs that have made it to the playoffs in five consecutive years, and they have their sights set higher, and I think they have the talent on the team to do so. Obviously, a couple of guys banged up to start the season, but once they get them back, the Bucs look pretty good a Sunday against the Falcons. There's definitely some things they need to clean up early on in the game, but as the game went on, the defense started to settle down, the offense started to settle in, and you can see some of the playmakers step up and do things that they're known for. Hassan Reddick with a big sack to knock them out of field goal range. Antoine Winfield Jr. with a potential game-saving pass breakup. Mecca Abuka calling his own shot to seal the deal with the game-winning touchdown. So I think this Bucks team, you know, they've got Super Bowl on their mindset, and I think anything less than that is going to be a disappointment for them.
Well, JC, you mentioned all the obviously big names. I mean, not all of them, but a lot of the big names, and you know, I'm aware of all of them. What a first week by the rookie, by the way. I mean, not only did he call his own shot, but he – you know, in saying that, call your own shot, you know, I think can be taken a lot of ways. My man told Mike Evans or Baker Mayfield, whichever one of them, hey, man, that, last time I was over on that play, let's get back to it, and then caught it for a touchdown. What a hell of a first game for him. But I tell you, as fans, you know, I want to know a little bit more about the warts of Tampa Bay. Where can we take advantage? Where are y'all's worry points on the off? Let's start with the offense. Where are the worry points for you guys?
Yeah, I think the offensive line, right? You're missing Tristan Wirfs, best left tackle in football, arguably. If you want to say Trent Williams, I won't argue much with you. But after that, it's Tristan Wirfs, and they're missing him. So they've had to shuffle their line up all around, and they moved their first-round pick last year, center Graham Barton. He's out playing left tackle. Of course, he had experience there for 3 years playing at Duke, but most of the league looked at him and said, oh, you're probably an interior guy, and he went out there and only allowed two pressures in his first start and his first opportunity after practicing there for just, if you think about it, 2 weeks, but really only six practices, and Fridays are usually typically more of a walkthrough practice than anything. So to go out there and put on that display, I thought was very impressive by him. But it's still an area where you look out and you're missing Tristan Wirfs. And now Luke Goedeke, their right tackle, who just signed a massive, you know, four-year, $90 million extension. I think he's probably top five right tackle in the league right now, just doesn't get the credit for it. He's dealing with a foot injury, played through it last week, might not be able to do the same here. So on the offense, is definitely the offensive line. I think you're really set with Cody Moak at right guard. He'll be able to push, get some push. And you know, the Bucs really, they settled in pass protection last week, only allowed one sack, and the sack wasn't even on the offensive line. It was on a screaming nickel blitz coming in. But run blocking is where they struggled last week, and they need to do a better job, and they're going up against a much more formidable defensive front this week. So, you know, I think for them, establishing some sort of ground game is going to be a priority for them going in. But it's certainly an area where that Houston Texans front seven, front defensive line, and linebacking core can certainly throw some wrinkles into that because of, as you call them, the warts right now on the offensive line.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
J.C. Allen joining us, Bucs reporter, writer for Sports Illustrated. J.C., this matchup, obviously, you look at games like this, you look at the quarterbacks, and the last time, a couple of years ago, these two matched up, both Baker and C.J. Stroud just both went off in those games for one of the games of the season. There were some thoughts of what Baker would look like now with Coam going to Jacksonville. Early on, what's the thought of how he's adjusted? Because it seems like he's really gained new life going to Tampa.
Yeah, I think, you know, losing Cohen definitely hurts. I think Cohen's one of the next young, bright offensive minds that people are going to be talking about here in a couple of years, in the same vein as the Kevin O'Connell and Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. I think he's that good at what he's doing. But, you know, from everything we saw from Gazzard, yeah, there were some hiccups early on in the game. I think he's going to be fine. He's settled in. He's very calm and poised and collected during 2 minutes, very collaborative with Baker and the guys on the team. They're always, you know, communicating back and forth. All right, what did you see? What should you do? What things do we think we should get to or we could get to? So it's a collaborative process. He's a very bright young mind. I mean, he's been around Cohen. He's been around McDaniels. He's been around some of these other, you know, really smart offensive innovators of the game. So I think they're not going to lose much as far as the OC. As far as Baker, he never really got a great shake if you look at how he came in the league. Obviously, going to this factory of sadness up there in Cleveland, who can't keep a franchise quarterback to save their life. But, you know, they had, I think he had like six different head coaches or six different offensive coordinators, five different head coaches, and then he gets traded to Carolina. It's not a scheme or system fit for him at all. They try to force the square peg into a round hole. Didn't work. They cut him. He finds success in L.A. in a very similar offensive system with a lot of motion, a lot of pre-snap looks, a lot of window dressing and stuff. And when Dave Canales came in, while he didn't have direct experience with Sean McVay, the offense coordinator he was under was with McVay. So he brought in a lot of similarities to that McVay system, a lot of motion, and Cohen ramped it up. And I think he's real just comfortable in it. And the biggest thing, I think, following Tom Brady is not an easy feat. But when he came in here, the Bucs said, hey, just be yourself. Be Baker. And that really let him get comfortable. And I think where he really got the team and got the defense and got, obviously, the city of Tampa Bay on his side is his very first game when he truck sticks the corner for the Vikings and tells them, get your weight up, little boy. The defense went crazy. I think the Bucs fans went crazy after that. And ever since then, Baker's just been on a roll. The most touchdowns thrown by a quarterback since 2023 was 72. And looking to keep on going.
All right, JC, man, we appreciate you joining us, man. And we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully we'll catch you out here as this is a big game. The Texans certainly don't want to start 0-2, and this is a real challenge, a Super Bowl-level contending team coming into Houston. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for the insight.
Not even any Mike Evans talk coming home, but yeah.
We know Mike. We know Mike. We're good, bro. We know Mike.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. There's J.C. Allen. He was ready for Mike Evans, wasn't he, baby? He had it. So was Tyler. Tyler, he was ready for – I'm going to tell you what.
He's a big part of that offense.
He talked – well, he is, but not as big a part when you talk about the guy he just talked about. I'll be honest, Tyler and Clint, I was – that is one. I know it's just 1 week, but everything we talked about and heard from training camp, and now he's more of a concern. That kid, Emeka Ibuka from Ohio State, I did not think he was going to be as explosive as he was. I thought he maybe kind of maybe looked more like a possession type receiver. Yeah. He is a big playmaker, and you hate to make comparisons, but when you look at their top wide receiver, their top pick in the draft, and they're probably about 10, 15, 10, 12 spots away from each other. Ibuka is much more ready and in a different spot than Higgins is, and they're getting a lot more out of him. I was completely wrong on what he was going to be as a pro. That was – I mean, he looked like he was their go-to guy.
Yeah.
And they got Mike Evans.
Yeah, it was impressive, man. I think the most impressive part of his – first game as a pro was calling a shot. I mean, it's one thing to be out there as a rookie and physically look the part. Coming out of Ohio State or one of those top 10, 15 schools, you're going to look the part. It's another thing to be able to run, change speeds, have the twitch, all that kind of stuff, the tangible stuff. But it's another thing to have the ability to obviously notice, hey, man, that play we just ran, I was wide open, probably should have got the ball. And then to have the wherewithal to go to the sideline and say, hey, Mike, let's go back to that play because I was wide ass open. For them to listen,
yes,
go back out there and call it, and it happened. I mean, that's just one of those things that – I don't want to get too carried, but that's one of those things, man, that really – it changes the dynamic of your entire offense immediately game one.
That don't sound like no rookie.
No. When you got a set of eyes like that and when your team communicates like that and they can take it out on the field and actually execute it, like, you've got something special there. That's not just a good player or great player. That's something special. It's beneficial to the quarterback. It's beneficial to the play caller. That's impressive. That's impressive in a big way. And knowing that you're adding him to, obviously, Mike Evans and what's the other cat's name? The Godwin?
Yeah, well, he's doubtful in this game. I don't think he's going to go. Him and Tristan Wirfs. That was a big thing he brought up, Clint. Their offensive line may be in some trouble there. That you don't want you don't want to roll without Tristan Wirfs in this matchup with Derek Stingley with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. So that's a big thing for the Texans.
Yep, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. It's the Texans. They got when you look at Danielle Hunter and you look at Will Anderson, I don't know if there's many tackles that are going to be able to hold up to him, even if it's some of the best in the league. If they do, it's going to be must-see TV type stuff, to watch those guys. So to know that you got one that's injured and one that's a backup, I mean, that's – Ooh, that's a good look, man. That's definitely going to make the list of key matchups for me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.